A year ago, childcare was one of the hottest political issues around. Now it's barely rating a mention. The federal government's $3 billion childcare package has been delayed until mid-2018. The politicians might not be talking about this, but it is a hot issue on the Mummy blogs since the budget was handed down on Tuesday night, with parents angry about the lack of action on affordable childcare. Adding to their concerns is a new report released today that provides a snapshot on the state of early learning in Australia. The report is being released by Dame Quentin Bryce as part of a new national campaign called Early Learning, Everyone Benefits. Samantha Page is the CEO of Early Childhood Australia. She's speaking with Cathy Van Extel.
The government's delayed its promised overhaul of subsidies until mid-2018. But your group isn't unhappy about this. Why is that?
It's disappointing to lose the additional investment that's coming with that package. So $1.4 billion effectively would have been spent in 2017-18 had the package gone through as planned and been implemented from 1 July 2017. So that's disappointing. However, the additional time we think can be used to really get the package right. We've had concerns about the package, particularly the activity test that will apply to parents in a quite a harsh way, we think, and we're concerned that that will reduce access for children.
This delay, though, is only going to be compounding the problems around early childhood education, isn't it? I mean, the data from the government suggests that daycare costs are going to double for almost 100,000 families during the election campaign because of the freeze on subsidies.
It would be good to see some more immediate relief. The government could address the cap on the childcare rebate as an immediate measure to improve the current system. That would be good to see, to have some immediate relief for families while they take their time to build the new subsidy system. The change in the subsidy system is quite significant. It's the biggest reform in several decades of the childcare system. So to take the time to get that right is not a bad thing, but in the meantime, to increase the level of subsidy available to families would be good.
It was one of the biggest political issues being discussed a year ago. Is it disappointing to you that it's practically fallen off the agenda, especially around an election campaign or going into an election campaign?
I'm hoping that it hasn't fallen off the agenda. I would be hoping that in this election campaign we will be seeing commitments from both sides of politics on early learning. I think it's still a red hot issue for families.
I think social media lit up this week, didn't it?
It did. I think the reaction to the delay in the package, part of the difficulty for the government was that the package is quite complicated. Explaining it to families is quite difficult. So I don't think that they were getting a lot of public attention on the package while it's still being refined and developed. But I think as soon as the delay was announced, it got a lot of attention. So that tells us that it is politically still very important.
Now, today you're launching a campaign to promote early childhood learning. The concern is that we're lagging other Western nations on this. How do we compare?
We're particularly performing badly on the participation of three-year-olds. We do a little better on four-year-olds. But increasingly what the research is telling us is that 2 years of quality early learning is really important, particularly for children who are disadvantaged. So I do think we need to lift our performance in this area.
And where do we rank in OECD rankings?
Australia is ranked 27 out of 39 countries, with just 62% of three-year-old children enrolled in early childhood education. And that does put us well behind comparable countries like New Zealand and the UK and Canada and countries that we would normally compare ourselves to.
What are the key areas of concern?
We have got a commitment to 15 hours of participation in a preschool program for four-year-olds. We still haven't got 100% of four-year-olds participating in preschool, but the rates of participation are improving in most jurisdictions. But the three-year-olds, we don't actually even have a national agreement on participation for three-year-olds, so there's quite a long way to go with that.
And why is it important to involve three-year-olds at that early learning level?
Because we're increasingly seeing that once there's an equity gap, so once children fall behind their peers and become disadvantaged as they transition into school, it's very hard to correct that. It's very hard for children to catch up and actually at higher risk in high school of dropping out altogether from the education system.
So looking at this report, what are some of the key concerns?
We would like to see those state governments that have particularly low levels of participation increasing their investment. We'd also like to see a better approach nationally to setting targets for participation of children. Ultimately, this campaign is calling for all children under school age to have access to 2 days a week of a quality program. And by quality, we mean a program that is led by someone with a qualification.
Is there any data about where Australian children at that young age sit?
Yes. So the Australian Early Development Census tells us that one in five children are starting school developmentally vulnerable on one or more of five domains. And for Aboriginal children, that's two in five children.
Looking at the performance of individual states and territories, how do they compare?
It's difficult because different states and territories are dealing with different challenges. So some of the states, such as the Northern Territory, they're investing quite a substantial amount into their early learning programs, are struggling to achieve the participation rates in some of the other jurisdictions because they've got a lot of children in remote communities and they've got a lot of inequity and disadvantage in their jurisdiction. There are some jurisdictions like the ACT and WA that have built early learning into their education system and have really good rates of participation, like upwards of 100%. Where it's very disappointing is jurisdictions where we've got really high population of children, like New South Wales, but we have substantial underinvestment in early learning. Queensland's done a terrific job at lifting their participation rates. They've made the biggest gains since the introduction of universal preschool targets. South Australia are doing very well as well in terms of preschool participation, and Victoria are incorporating early learning into their education state agenda, and Tasmania is also one of the states that has built early learning into their education system. So they're doing well on preschool attendance for four-year-old children. Again, nationally, we need to do better for three-year-olds.
In purely economic terms, why is this important for Australia?
Investing in early learning is demonstrated to return economic and social benefits. So PricewaterhouseCoopers have suggested it's a $50 billion return to the Australian economy if we invest more money now in early learning. There are three areas of economic gain: the immediate workforce participation lift, the second one is the long-term outcomes for children. We get better results through primary and high school education and less need for intervention. And the third area is addressing inequity and reducing vulnerability.
Dame Quentin Bryce is supporting this new campaign being launched today. Apart from drawing attention to the problem, what are you hoping this campaign will actually achieve?
We're hoping we can really make a difference to public attitudes towards early learning. There's a tendency in the public to think of childcare as a necessary evil rather than something that actually does benefit children, and also a tendency to think of it as an individual family responsibility rather than something that we all benefit from. So we're hoping, it's pretty ambitious, to shift public opinion to see investments in early learning as an investment in future prosperity and something that we should all take an interest in.
It's a no-brainer, really, isn't it? That's Samantha Page. She heads Early Childhood Australia, speaking with Cathy Van Extel, and she told us there Australia's ranked currently 27 out of 39 countries in early childhood development and early learning. Got to be doing better than that, I would think. It's 6:27 on Breakfast.